This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. NFL teams over the years have been trying to figure out the best way to prepare for a very physically demanding season. The Browns spent a week practicing at a resort in West Virginia last month, and this week are holding joint sessions with the Philadelphia Eagles. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the peculiar NFL preseason.
Virtually every NFL team is trying to figure out what is the best way to get my guys ready for their year. So what's number one when they think about training camp and preseason games? What do they worry about the most, Amanda?
Well, they worry about anybody getting hurt.
That is the storm clouds hanging over every practice, every preseason game. What if the quarterback gets hurt? Say, what if Deshaun Watson gets hurt? What if Myles Garrett, their star defensive end, gets hurt? Myles Garrett the other day in the joint practice with Philadelphia kind of walked off with a sore foot. He was fine. But everybody goes, oh my goodness, this is the second highest paid defensive player in the NFL and he's got a bad foot. So that hangs over it. But here's the other issue. When the regular season starts, what's the game like?
Very physical.
Right. Men running, pounding upon each other. But in the preseason, it's you don't play your starters much. And you also have all these drills, for example, in the Browns, in these joint practices, you're not allowed to, quote unquote, tackle anybody to the ground. You sort of wrap them up in your arms. The quarterback is wearing this red shirt. Don't touch him. You're not allowed to touch him. Here's how worried they are. Remember the Browns played in the Hall of Fame game. So that was the first game of the year. In that game, so they didn't play Watson, the starter. They didn't play Joshua Dobbs, the backup. They started a guy named Kellen Mond, who'd be lucky to even make the team. This is what they do. And here's the problem. Say you decide, now common sense is I want to have physical practices because it's a physical game. And I want my guys physically ready. And then you go out there and say Nick Chubb gets hurt in some preseason game, their star running back. Or say Deshaun Watson. He could even just sprain his ankle. And I shouldn't have done it. So it comes down on you as the coach. Why did you do that? And then the other side is when your team comes out early in the season and they don't look ready to go, it's like, why didn't you get them ready to go?
It seems like they really don't know how to get ready to go.
No, they don't. I mean, there's certain things you can do. You could do a lot of, it's called muscle memory thing, where they kind of run through their plays. Now, here's what I like about the joint practices. They'll have things called 7-on-7s, which is where the quarterback goes back to throw and the Browns, like their star receivers, Amari Cooper or Donovan Peoples-Jones are out there and they're being defended by defensive backs from Philadelphia. So you get to kind of watch your guys against their guys. And these guys are playing hard to try to defend passes in that. But you get exposed in these practices, especially if you're a defensive back, or you can make a name for yourself as a receiver in these practices.
So it's a very strange preseason for the NFL.
It's unlike the other sports in the just the fear of injury, and for good reason. But also, is this the best way to prepare? I don't think so, but I don't have a better idea either. Here's the bad part. They make the season ticket holders buy full price for these preseason games. Yikes. My whole theme is, after watching all this, I used to have theories on what they should do. I don't know what they should do.
Why do they even bother?
Well, you have to get yourself in shape physically. They do a lot of work in the weight room. They do a lot of cardio work. They do a lot of stretching. And they do a lot of, really working on your playbook, what plays will work or whatever. This stuff's fairly complex. It really is. And they're able to practice all that. But the big element they can't figure out how to prepare my team physically to play in the regular season. And some coaches are just like, we're playing 17 games now. We're almost going to use the first couple of regular season games to just save all my veterans for that. And I'll just throw them in there and hope they use those games to get in shape.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream public media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.